where Muhammad was asking about to maintain some kind of relationship or contact with Allah. Maybe he was referring to some kind of meditation and keeping contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentioned an incident that happened to him. He was going to buy a phone. He wasn't really in need of that. He supplicated to Allah, "Oh Allah, prevent me from doing this or from buying that thing." And basically he failed to pay for it, so he didn't get it. So he was basically broadened the question and asked about the whole issue of having contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maintaining a good relationship with him, and to be more specific, with meditation.
Well, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our belief is based on the understanding of the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very important portion of our belief is the unity of the names and attributes of Allah the Almighty. When a believer understands the meaning of each of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his attributes, he would definitely know that whom he is dealing with. This is one thing. When you hear that Allah's beautiful name, As-Sami'a, so that when you are in the prayer and say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. As-Sami'a is not merely that he hears. No. That's Yasma'a. He hears. But As-Sami'a, it describes that Allah hears and he listens attentively to your supplications. And he understands the meaning of every word you say in any language. And this is a concern of many of the viewers, that I do not speak Arabic, I only speak Urdu, I know English, can I make dua in the salah and in this language? My mother tongue is different. So he listens carefully. He understands, and the most important of all is number three. This is the three components of the meaning of As-Sami'a, the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-hearer. Means that he responds. He delivers, so he listens carefully. He understands and he delivers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a beautiful hadith says by himself, قَسَّمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نَصْفَيْنِ. I have divided the prayer between me and my servant into two halves. He refers to the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. And we said before that Allah says, whenever the servant recites, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, meaning, praise be to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have heard that. And he responds immediately to every person who recites this in his prayer by saying, my servant praised me. Then the servant comes to say, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, the beneficent, the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies by saying, my servant exalted me. Then the servant would recite, Maliki Yawmiddin, the owner of the day of recompense. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers him by saying that, my servant glorified me. Whenever the servant recites, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. It is only you whom we worship, and it is only you whom we seek His help. Allah says, that's between me and my servant. And now, for my servant, whatever he is asking for, now go ahead and ask. So when you say, oh Allah, give us guidance and so on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers. How can you say that we do not communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Well, as-salah is an Arabic word which literally means connection. Salah. Between the servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one thing in the prayer. There comes the very focus point on your question. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us in a very famous hadith that إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ. If any of you is about to do anything that's important to him, of any significance, فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعْتَيْنِ. Let him offer two rak'ahs which are not the farida. So any nafl or initiate a voluntary two rak'ahs with the intention of praying istikhara, consultation, consulting the one who knows the unseen, the all-hearer, the all-seer. You don't know if that item is going to be good for you or not. Whether it is marriage, buying a new vehicle, taking a new job, changing you, anything in life, traveling or staying and so on. So he prescribed for us how to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, oh Allah, I consult you بِعِلْمِكَ وَأَسْتَخِيرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ أَسْتَخِيرُكَ بِعِلْمِكَ وَأَسْتَقْدِرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ And I ask you through your magnificent power. Since وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ And I ask you from your great bounty. Since you definitely know and I don't. And you're able to do all things. Oh Allah, if you know that buying this pen is going to be good for me in my life and in the hereafter and in my return, so make it easy for me. But if you know that by your knowledge of the unseen, by your magnificent power, that if I happen to buy this pen, it's going to harm me. If I happen to buy this car, if I happen to marry this girl or marry this boy, something is going to happen to me. So, oh Allah, take it away from me and take me away from it. Not only that, and make me happy with whatever you decide for me. Beautiful communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person will be in a position where he doesn't have much time to offer a prayer of al-istikhara after consulting wise people who are concerned. In this case, it's recommended for him to make a supplication while standing in the position. Oh Allah, khirli, wakhtarli, choose for me what's best for me. Like the supplication the brother made, if there is a very short time to make this decision. I'm just afraid that a person would just exceed the boundaries and he would think that, as some people who are non-Muslims believe that, oh, God talks to me. He tells me what to do and he tells me what not to do. Then one day he would say that God says to me that you don't have to pray. I love you so much and you're so sincere that I have dropped the prayer from you. And by the way, you don't have to fast either. I'm just afraid that a person would just be extravagant and would exceed the boundaries. Our communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the proper channels, through the prayers, through al-istikhara, through supplications. And whenever my servant asks you, O Muhammad, concerning me, inform them immediately that I am close to them. So let them ask of me. Let them beg me. Let them seek my protection. I shall deliver. This is the proper way of meditation, if you want to call it this way, which is actually an act of worship in Islam, how to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and consult Him and seek His help.
Yeah, Sheikh, he was asking about the, sometimes it might be dangerous. I believe this is what you were referring to sometimes. So you have to be in accordance to the sunnah throughout.
Exactly. If you have time before making a decision, beware of another thing. That the pagans before Islam, they used to do what? This is what Allah forbid in the same ayah of prohibiting intoxicants and gambling. That if somebody wants to travel, he doesn't know if it is good for him or not. He would fly a bird. If it goes right, that means okay. If it goes left, it means do not travel. Do not make this business. Do not marry this woman. Islam, and that's prohibited. And instead, we consult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows best. Can you imagine that I have come across some people, very educated people, holding very high ranks in the community, before making very serious decisions in their life, they would flip the coin to make a decision. This is some sort of al-azlam, drawing lots and arrows to make a decision. How could you do that? While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you, consult me. And this consultation is totally free of charge. You communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the prayer and you ask Him and He would give you the best advice. And once again, I would seize this opportunity and I confirm that whenever you do this prayer, you should not just go sleep and wait for a dream to see. Because some people are stuck with this understanding. They think that istikhara means that you pray, then you go to sleep, then Allah would come to you in a dream, or would send Prophet Muhammad in a dream, or you'd see a dream that tells you what to do and what not to do. Absolutely no. Whether you see a dream or not, the purpose of al-istikhara is to involve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in making the decision after you have made your effort. And you are being undecided, and you have not made decision yet, and you do not have any favor towards one of the two choices, whether to do or what not to do, then whatever you do, it is going to be Allah's choice and guidance for you.